Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back. Stuart Rosenthal from the Beacon Newspaper joins me. If you've never read it, you got to get it. It's the Beacon Newspaper, thebeaconnewspapers.com. You can read it anytime you want. They're online, or you can call them today at 301-949-9766 to get your copy. What's going on?
Oh, all kinds of things. Today is a big day for us, you know?
Yes, you've got a huge event.
We have our annual 50-plus expo taking place in Silver Spring.
From 12 to 4.
You got it.
All right.
At the Silver Spring Civic Center, downtown Silver Spring. A very nice facility. It's across the street from free parking on Sundays, right in the heart there of Silver Spring and not far from the metro.
Not far from the metro,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's fun because you got a great speaker this year who's a homicide detective, right?
Yes, yes. His real experience for many years was as a homicide detective. He solved like 350 murders.
Wow.
Astoundingly successful.
Wow.
And now he's got his own TV show on Discovery where he goes through, they reenact a number of the murders and he shows how he ended up solving them.
You know?
And he does the best, 25 or so every year. And this is his sixth year. So it's really, he's got a great speaker too. So it'll be a lot of fun to hear him.
That sounds good. And you've got 100 different vendors who will be at the event.
Government agencies and nonprofits, as well as businesses, talking about their facilities and services that are for older adults and their families. All kinds. I mean, housing and travel and the whole range of things. Doctors of all sorts.
Great.
And then we have free health screenings. We have quite a few. We have blood pressure, bone density, balance test, and glaucoma screening.
Okay.
All for free.
Okay.
And we have flu shots available. If you have your Medicare card, they're free. If you have insurance, I think it would cover most of it. But otherwise, I think it's $39 for a flu shot. And they also have the high-dose flu shot, by the way, for those who are 65 and older. Because if you're older, you need to have a special boosted kind of flu shot. We have live entertainment. We have all kinds of demonstrations, Tai Chi, jazz dance. And we have a tech cafe. Have you heard of a tech cafe?
No. What's that?
Well, that's where an older adult, for example, who comes and has an iPhone or another kind of smartphone or has a tablet, and they don't really know exactly how to do everything they want to know how to do, and they really need some help. Mm. So we have these trained high schoolers from Montgomery County Schools who know what they're doing and who've done this for a long time, and they will sit down one-on-one with you and teach you what you need to know to use your phone or your laptop or your tablet to the best advantage.
But you need to bring some treats along. So
they'll make you feel real stupid.
Roll over. No. So that's right. So that's great. So they're tech savvy teens who are there to help you understand the ununderstandable.
Right, right. So what you need to do is, come and sign up at the registration table early so that you get a spot with them.
Okay.
And then and bring your, your plug-in if you need to plug it in case you run out of power, and bring your passwords if you need that so you can get into the various software things you need to look at.
The early phone owner gets the techie.
That's right.
Okay.
That's how it works.
Let's do that.
And that is how it works.
Great. That sounds exciting. It was a great event last year. Should be a lot of fun this year.
So come and bring your friends.
All right. Come today from 12 to 4.
And be sure that you register at the desk, because if you register, you'll be in the drawing for the grand door prize, which is a trip for two to China.
Hun Hao.
Yes. So everybody in our staff is going to register. No, they we're not eligible, but everybody wants to get this trip.
Well, you've created doubt now, Stuart.
No, we told them absolutely not.
Tell me how the trip went when you go. Good. Well, that's fun. That's great. So go to China for like 9 or 10 days and learn.
Is that for real?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
我学了三个月.
How'd you learn all this?
I studied Chinese at Maryland.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not.
I didn't know
so,
that.
So, yeah. 不好.
Full of surprises. So you've been?
I've never been. I always wanted to go.
You got to come to the expo and fill out that form.
I might just go for that, actually.
I think you should.
I might go and come back dressed up differently and fill out another one. Okay. All right. Anything in the Beacon newspaper this month?
I'll just touch on a quick thing. We have a nice column that says, there's all these fancy water drinks. There's a whole aisle full in the store of all the different colors and flavors. And, they're all artificially colored and flavored and sweetened and everything.
Right.
Our pharmacist columnist says, look, just make your own interesting, fresh, healthy drinks. Take fresh fruit like blueberries or sliced strawberries or mint leaves and bury them into water in an ice cube tray and make your own ice cubes with these beautiful colored fresh things in them, and then put them in your drink and your water, fresh water or seltzer, and then you'll have color and you'll have flavor and you'll have health and you won't have to worry about spending all that money on the stuff that's not really very good for you.
Put your vitamins in there, then you'll just swallow your vitamins while you're drinking your drinks.
Better to have the food that has the vitamins than to have the pills that have the vitamins.
Okay, put the kids' peas in there, pieces of broccoli.
What a great idea.
Well, no. That wouldn't have worked with me.
No.
Thanks,
Stuart.
Smart for that. The Beacon newspaper. Pick up your free copy at 1,500 locations around the metro. Hey, McLean, Virginia, I've just listed a property that is not going to go on the market for some months, but I do want to mention, if you're looking for an exceptional single-family home with Georgetown-style gardens, pool, barrel, family room off the back of the property with exquisite detail and in the creativity of the house, plus privacy. You're across the street from a park, beautiful, deep lot, high trees, just under a couple million dollars in an excellent school district. Please contact me at ericstewartgroup.com for more information on that. I'll pass that along to you, and we can get you in on the inside. Here over in Rockville, Maryland, I've got a home. This is essentially a property that was taken down and then rebuilt by the existing owner for just under $1 million. You wouldn't believe what you get for $1 million, six bedroom, five bath, two half bath, single family house. And by just the square footage of the property, which is 5,800 square feet, Richard Montgomery School District, fabulous single family home, worth the visit online. Go see the virtual tour. If you thought about building a new house, you couldn't build this house and pay this price. The owner of it is a true gentleman, and he is also a true inventor and creator, as he has created the spaces on the inside, and his attention to detail is beyond anything that you would see in a traditional new home. Okay, really worth the visit. That's at 403 Ritchie Parkway in Rockville, Maryland. Also throwing out 1402 Kersey Lane to you. This is in Potomac, Maryland. It's a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath, single-family home, $680,000 with a Japanese influence on it, owned by a wonderful family that had been there for many, many years, built in 1964 on a 13,000-square-foot lot, has about 2,300 square feet on all levels, plus a basement with 552 square feet. So it's got... So really, it's not 2,300 on all levels. It's really 2,850 square feet on all levels. Worth the visit. Take a look at this property, 1402 Kersey Lane. Two-tiered deck, professional landscaping, nicely updated baths, and comes with a one-car garage. Okay. So if you could go back in time and prepare yourself for relocating to another location, what would the things be that you would look for? What kinds of things would you start putting your brain around in advance? Like, what is the cost of relocating? What are the nearest schools for my kids? Or how do I go through the process of re-registering my vehicles? Those kinds of things, right? If you're thinking of relocating, maybe you want to relocate to Florida. You're thinking about maybe traveling down and seeing the villages. Maybe you want to go out and see Naples, Florida. You want to go out to Arizona, to Fountain Hills, or out to San Diego, or possibly some other place. Doesn't matter. If you are planning on relocating, I would like a very simple guide for things to be thinking about in advance. I've put together just a two-page advisement on how to approach the relocation process. Not available on my website. You need to request it. Shoot me an email, and I'll be glad to email it to you. Email me at eric@ericstewartgroup.com, or you can call us at toll-free 800-900-9104. Leave a message and ask for the relocation guide. We'll get that out to you. Okay? Hey, I just recently got a call from a lady who wanted to sell her property and then move to North Carolina. And we're going to be putting that property up for sale before too long. It's over in Springfield, Virginia. And it is a beautiful single-family home built by Ryland back in the early 1980s. She walked in on a builder in North Carolina that she was interested in buying. And she was telling me about her experience and how she had not put a contract on anything yet, did not have a lot hold on anything. And I asked her a fairly simple question. I said, do you have representation where you're going? What she said, well, what do you mean? I said, do you have an agent who's looking out for you, who's going to go through the process and represent your interests? Because you know that the lady or the man that you're working with at the new home development is really nice but isn't representing your interests. They're there to represent the builder's interests. They're not going to tell you how to negotiate the best price or the best free options that you might get out of your single-family home. What you want is an experienced agent that I could help you find if you want, who will be out for you all the way through. Guide you through the contract point, all the way through pre-drywall inspection, all the way through the final inspection and putting the blue tape on the wall and going to settlement and escrow, everything all the way through. Well, after a little while of chatting with her and her husband about this, she said, that really sounds good. Because she's not paying anything for this service. You see, the builder has a pool of money that he pays agents to bring buyers in. And if there's no agent bringing the buyer in, he gets to save that money. Okay? So you as a buyer have the ability to have representation. I can vet a great realtor anywhere in the country. So I went online and contacted realtors and interviewed them in this area, North Carolina, and I personally introduced the two of them. Okay, I can do the same for you. Go to ericstewartgroup.com or call me for more information, 800-900-9104. Right after this, Rory Coakley joins me to discuss selling a historic home. Lead paint, you got it. Asbestos, you got it. And more right after this.